We're back with another episode of Get Job Ready Podcast. You've tuned into the right network with your host, Melanie Smith. Today's topic is employee grievances, what you need to know and how you can prepare. Stay with us to find out more. Hello, everyone. I'm happy to be back with another episode and share on a very important topic of employee grievances. When an employee raises a workplace grievance, it's important to take them seriously. Whether or not your employee's grievance is valid, it could be having a negative effect on them. Their morale in the workplace might have dropped, and because of this, their productivity levels might drop. And before long, your staff retention numbers fall as disgruntled staff leave the business. Oftentimes, as leaders, we tend to ignore when an employee have a concern or complaint about their work, the workplace on a whole, or someone that they work with, and this includes management. What we need to realize is something has made them feel dissatisfied, and they believe it is unfair and unjust on them. There are a range of emotions, and there's a need to pull themselves back together. Today, I want to point out types of employee grievances that are most common in the workplace and go through each in a little more detail. Here's some examples of workplace grievances and issues relating to pay and benefits, workload, work conditions, harassment, or bullying, just to name a few. Let's talk about pay and benefits grievances. As an employer, you've probably had at least one or more of your staff come to express that they're unhappy with what they're being paid and they want a higher salary. They think they should be earning just as much as somebody who does a similar job in the organization. You want to make sure that you have a pay and benefit policy that outlines how often you will conduct salary and benefits reviews with your staff and ensure that any documents that your employees receive are in line with this policy. This is usually explained to an employee during onboarding so they are clear on expectations on both sides. Workload grievances. You can often find a link between grievances about workload and pay benefits issues that staff would raise. Typical situations that causes these problems with employees are increasing your employee's workload when another employee leaves rather than finding a replacement, or increasing an employee's workload because you've made other staff redundant to cut costs. So if you're going to increase an employee's workload, you should be ready for them to ask, what's in it for me? And if you're hoping that your employee will just do more work for no extra pay or benefits, not even recognized as with a promotion, you're likely to frustrate them. And as I mentioned earlier, their morale will drop and they will begin to resent you and perhaps feel like you're taking advantage of them, which can result in less work being performed and feel the need to search for a new job. So we really have to pay attention to workload. Working conditions grievances. Nobody wants to lose a valuable employee because of problems with working conditions. It's up to you to prevent this. Let's think about it. Too often we hear employees crying out on workplace conditions and the poor upkeep of fixtures and furnitures, health and safety hazards, lack of tools to complete their assignments. And therefore, it's imperative to conduct workplace risk assessments and do so regularly to identify any possible hazards and outfit the workplace with the needed material and other obvious essentials. Harassment and bullying grievances. It's unavoidable that members of staff in your workplace won't necessarily get along. But that doesn't mean that you should allow harassment or bullying. You must have a zero tolerance policy and ensure that everyone receives a copy. Also, reissue any updates or revision made to these policies. These policies should include the disciplinary procedure that you'll follow if somebody lodges a grievance for harassment, bullying, or even discrimination. An employee grievance requires the employee to raise their issue with the employer. Therefore, having an informal chat when they first come to you with their issue can sometimes be all you need to address what's bothering them. But this is not always the case. Your employee may opt to go further and raise a formal grievance depending on the seriousness of the grievance. When employees have a concern or complaint at work, they can take it up with you. Regardless of the size of your business or organization, all employees should follow a full and fair grievance procedure, and this is from investigation through to the resolutions process. Employees have a responsibility to their employees, which involves responding in a timely, appropriate, and a fair manner. Failure to do so may create larger problems in the workplace on multiple fronts, and as mentioned before, low staff morale to even legal action. So I hope this episode helped you in some way on employee grievances, what you need to know, and how you can prepare. Thanks for tuning in to Get Job Ready. Until next time, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and leave a review so others can benefit from it.